This is Rev Thoughts, snackable conversations between Tim Thompson and myself, Joel Pilger, discussing what it really takes to run a thriving creative business. Okay, Tim, this is going to be a great quick Rev Thought like soundbite here. When I used to run my production company, I would go to my producers and ask them, how's that job going? And they would say, it's going well. We have X dollars of budget remaining.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Okay. I know. You know the story. And don't dig too deep or you're going to make me cry. There's a concept that we talk about in the Producer Masterclass, which is, I don't know, sounds kind of similar, right? Called estimated future costs, which is actually quite different. Why?
Yeah. Simply put, budget remaining means when you started a project, you had a budget and you're doing simple math. I've spent on a $10,000 budget, I spent $6,000. There's $4,000 of the budget remaining, as if that's what the goal is to spend all $10,000, or as if every decision you can make always fits within that perfect little pocket of the original budget.
Right.
And what we know is you actually aren't able to make a perfect plan at the beginning of a project. You have to put up parameters together, create some expectations, but you really are navigating through a project from beginning to end and constantly making new calculations to get to the end.
So in my story, I remember when you first explained this concept to me, which is now almost 10 years ago, maybe. And it was that moment of, uh-oh, I've been running this business for 20 years and I'm realizing all of the missed opportunity to, I think, have visibility and make better decisions. So what does it look like when someone actually implements an estimated future costs concept or principle?
Yeah, some of the answer is in the title, right? An estimated future cost is to say, hey, now that the project's gotten started and we know what we know now, we're halfway through the project and we understand something new, something has changed, that an understanding of the original budget or the original estimate is going to change now, and we're going to recalculate. We're going to think through it, and we're going to create a new projection of what it takes to finish the project. Here's the good news. Often throughout a project, there are moments where the scope has changed so much we're beyond the original budget, even the total award. And if we look ahead enough and we can see what that estimate is, we can start right now making changes, working with the client, getting overages, cutting back some expenses, so that by the time we finish, we've actually landed that project and finished the on budget and on schedule and on time, and everyone's happy. If we don't estimate until after the project's delivered, all you wanted to do is say, well, I hope I'm lucky. I hope there's something left over when I'm done. And you are just wishing you made the target. And I believe most pushback I get when I first introduce this idea is that the producer thinks more work. That's more work. Please don't make me do it. That sounds like twice as much work or four times as much work.
And by that, you mean perhaps a producer, she's saying, wait, I have to recalculate every week what it's going to complete each project that I'm producing, right? And that does sound like more work.
It definitely sounds like more work when you just think that you're adding up. And if you're going to do your same job and then add that to it, that would be additional work, right?
Okay.
But what we're asking people to do is to change their job. What we're asking them to do is, instead of solve the problem you have in the moment, we're asking you to solve the future problems. And if you can solve the problems in the future, then you don't have the current problems. And that proactive nature actually makes things easier, more manageable, and clients understand, your creative understands, and your business understand what it takes to be successful, and they work towards a successful goal.
It's so funny how sometimes you say something in a different way, and even in my brain, the coin drops in the slot, and in, like, for the first time ever, because I was just thinking, it's funny how much there is pushback sometimes from producers about this, like, it sounds like more work. Generally, what I say is, just trust me, right? I can't explain it the way you explained it. I'll just say, look, just trust me. Let's do this. I think you'll actually appreciate this. And then months later, they're like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. This is great. But I've never really understood that idea of developing a much more proactive, projecting, recalculating posture makes the job easier. Yeah, that's cool.
Absolutely. Because you're getting rid of those future problems and you're having conversations sooner so that people make the right choices and don't get us into those deep cycles and issues. And it's not that they don't come up or contemporary, you know, problems in the moment don't pop up because there are technology problems or deliverable problems that you have to deal with. It's part of the job. But to remove some of the ones you could by just thinking through the process over and over on routine, we'll say, like over and over throughout the project, is the right way to get it done.
Yeah, I'm thinking of that feedback loop that a lot of producers fall into where they are so responsive, they're so reactive, they are always on top of the current crisis. And there's a, right, there's a feedback loop there. It feels good to save the day every day, but there is a better way, I think we would submit.
You're talking about the one of the deepest holes of being a producer is knowing that you're coming to the rescue gives you the best sense of value and you want that to be the greatest value. And I'm telling you, if you're a producer listening to this, please get out of that cycle. You are actually just creating chaos for yourself and others. A peaceful workplace is a good workplace. So it's not just estimated future costs. We should just say estimated future problems. And a great producer understands estimated future problems is managing those problems, reconciling those costs, and finding solutions before they ever show up. So my goal is be the Maytag repairman of production. Make it, it so works so well, no one even realizes the problems that are there. And for you, it seems very peaceful.
Estimated future problems. That's a good rev thought.
I want to tell you about a place to connect that you might not know about. It's our online community called Rev Community. It's a great place to get to know other creative business owners like yourself, to share some thought leadership and read other encouragement, to be challenged in this new marketplace, new technology, ideas, economic trends. And it's a place to research. Check out many of the resources we have online, our videos, and of course, this podcast. Join us today at revthink.com/community. If you're a creative studio owner, feel free to join us today at revthink.com/community. I look forward to seeing you there.